talking health care on the radio. What's new? Will the Dems really go it alone? We'll find out. Lockerbie bomber in Libya. Nothing has infuriated me more in a very long time. Plus, what's going on with Hurricane Bill? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, coast to coast and everywhere in between. Thanks for all the emails. I promise we will get to an email segment tonight, no doubt about it. But first, right from the get-go, Mike Vashosky joins us now, Dr. Mike Vashosky, and he is a candidate for U.S. Congress in South Carolina's 3rd District. What is it like to decide you're going to run, dive in, and then go for it? And he's got a partner in crime. Dr. Rand Paul is running. We have so many people listening to us in Kentucky, too. So big shout-out to them. He is running for, and both of them, for 2010. He is running for Senate in Kentucky, for the Senate. And GCN had was a co-sponsor of a big Moneyball event throughout the day to raise money, campaign funds for Dr. Rand Paul. And I wonder where it's at. Last time I checked, it was pretty high. The money was certainly clicking up. Mike, thanks so much for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Great. I'm glad to be with you, Kate.
Hey, what was the latest? What happened during the day? It seemed like it just kept clicking up to me. So,
Last time I checked it this morning, it was around 400 and something thousand, and then I got back in from a campaign activity of my own about 10:30, 11 o'clock, and I think the last I saw was 650,000.
Yeah, boy, that's terrific. That's a one-day period, and let's face it, you know, Dr. Paul has a famous father, but virtually now he's becoming known in a pretty quick time. So in raising money for a campaign, that's got to bode pretty well for him.
It's an incredible amount of money, and in this day and age when money is tight, and I'm experiencing that myself with requests for funds and stuff for my campaign, people are tight. The economy is not good, and it's put a bite on all these things. And like you said, even with his father's name, he still has to generate this thing pretty much on his own, and it's tough. And he's in a state that I would imagine is hurting as much or more than other parts of the country.
Yeah, no kidding. For your own campaign, what made you decide to do it? What, I mean, you're a doctor, you have a successful practice. What made you say, listen, I'm just gonna dive into politics. I'm gonna jump on this train. What made you decide to make that leap?
That is the first question that everybody asks. They ask, why are you doing it? And it's like so many things in life. You come to these huge decisions in life with many, many factors coming together, and it's very hard to pinpoint one thing that says, okay, this is what it was. There's many things that has come together to make this happen, but if I had to pick one thing, I would have to say that there's an inspiration factor here. In my life, I've done three major things, by chance, all three of them seem to have been prompted by physicians. The first thing happened in the mid-70s when a physician inspired me and helped me get into medical school. And after that, there was a spiritual experience where our friend in medical school inspired me through his own behavior, through his own actions, to follow a spiritual Christian life. And that happened in the late 70s. And then most recently, it was the inspiration that came from Congressman and Dr. Ron Paul, what he did in the presidential elections in 2007, and the campaign in 2007, and then the elections in 2008. When you see those kind of things, it's just hard to say no. And I've listened a couple of times. I've gone back and listened to Ron Paul's speech at the Minneapolis St. Paul event, and in there is a very specific, he says specifically that once a person becomes aware of something, it calls upon you to take some action. And if nothing else, that's what it was. So I hope that makes sense.
No, it totally makes sense. It was a life journey. Like eventually that you decided, especially then I guess the capper was hearing, Congressman Paul, hearing what he had to say, that pushed it over the top for you, certainly. Now, this is a good question.
Yeah.
Did you seek any advice from him? Because if I were running, that's what I would do. I want to be armed with as much information, because knowledge is power. Did you seek some advice from him when you decided you were going to do this?
Now, I did not have the opportunity to talk to him one-on-one until later on. It wasn't until early this year, in March of this year, that my wife and I went up to Washington, D.C. from South Carolina, and I had a chance to meet with him one-on-one in his office and talk to him and tell him how the decision happened and such, and I told him what some of my hopes and goals were, and he reinforced that it's a very, very tough thing to do. And if nothing else, the one prime factor in the whole thing that clicked for me was that being 55 years old and being a product of the Vietnam War, having my father been over there and almost going myself, I said to myself back then, and many in my generation said, that the Vietnam was a total mistake. We should never have done it. It was admitted by those in charge later on that it was a mistake. And I thought, you know, our country will never do this again. And when I heard and learned about the foreign policy of non-intervention, that is what resonated. And there was no doubt about it at that point that this guy, when I heard this and read more about it, I said, that makes sense. And then the stuff about the economy and the monetary policy, all these things fit together. So I was not fortunate enough to talk to him one-on-one early on, but prior to meeting Dr. Paul, I met with two congressmen who are also happen to be physicians. One of them represents Augusta, Georgia, where they play the Masters in March, April of each year, and that gentleman is a congressman and a physician, and I got to speak with him for almost a solid hour in his office, and he told me what it was like to make the transition from medicine to politics to being a representative. And after that meeting, then it was pretty much firmed up that it was possible, it was doable. And there's no question that it's a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice. Now, I myself, I'm a general practice physician, and I derive from that career a significant income, but people in ophthalmic surgery and ophthalmology, their income and livelihood is larger than mine. And prior to talking to you, I looked up one more time the salaries for congressmen and for senators, and I know for a fact that it is a sacrifice. It is a sacrifice in time. It's a sacrifice of being away from your family. And it's a financial sacrifice to go do that. It's a significant sacrifice, and probably for most successful physicians, we're talking about at least a minimum 66% cut in pay to do this. So it's a sacrifice. It's a financial sacrifice, and it's a service. That's what it is. You are representing people, and it's a service to those people. In my area here in South Carolina, the district encompasses 750,000 people, and those are all people that I'll be representing and be responsible for in that regard. So it's a service, and now I know that I'm ready to do it.
Well, good luck to you the rest of the way. I'm sure you're going to be burning up a lot of shoe leather. Dr. Mike Mushovsky, of course, running for Congress 2010, South Carolina 3rd District. What an interesting conversation. Thanks, Doc. Good luck.
All right.
Coming up next on America Tonight, odds and ends. We've got to take you around the world and dip into a couple of other things, plus a conversation about Fido and fitness. Hang through.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Mahalo, my golden retriever, is that Mahalo has a second duty in life. Not just to smile and, you know, lick my face, but to help get me in the best shape as possible. Because he's a golden retriever, you know, I could run with him, walk with him. Some of you can relate to this. I know many people listening, especially in this audience, have dogs, big dogs. A lot of you have sent me pictures of your dogs, labs, retrievers, some of the bigger breeds. And some of you also have smaller dogs, too, which I'm sure it doesn't matter. You could get in shape with a smaller dog, too. Well, how cool is this? You can go to this website and check out some interesting health news with kind of a little bit of a dog twist to it, if you will. It's fitasfido.com. And who is the woman behind fitasfido.com, the book at the website, etc.? That would be Dr. Dawn Marcus, a professor at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center. Doc, thanks for hanging late with us on America Tonight.
Oh, thanks for having me, Kate. It's great to talk to you.
All right, so Fitness Fido, how'd you come up with this?
Well, you know, seeing patients for many years, you really discover very quickly that you really need to do a lot more for people to get them healthy than just give them a pill, and you really need to address a whole range of lifestyle issues like diet, sleep, and exercise. And after we had a Wheaton Terrier enter our own family's life, it became clear that it became much easier to adopt all of those healthy lifestyle habits I'd been preaching to my patients for years by having the dog around, just getting ourselves better scheduled, eating better, exercising more regularly, and trying to adopt the dog's attitude and approach toward life.
Yeah, how scary is it? And you even have this on your website. I was just talking to a doctor the other day about this. It's crazy when you look at the Johns Hopkins School of Public Health numbers. They're saying 70% of adults in the United States are going to be overweight, or this is the other thing, obese by 2010. 37% will be obese. Oh, doctor, that is a frightening number, I think, don't you?
It really is a very scary statistic, and I think a lot of times we underestimate the significant impact from being overweight. And being overweight really puts you at a huge risk for a lot of other health conditions as well. And doing simple things like exercising can really make a great impact in a lot of health conditions. You decrease your risk for different cancers like breast cancer, colon cancer, heart disease, diabetes. A lot of those risks really drop way down once you start getting yourself exercising, even if you don't lose a huge amount of weight, but just get into that habit of a regular exercise pattern. And a dog is just a fabulous way to help you do that.
Right. So you could, walking the dog, you can get as much exercise as sometimes that you can pounding away at the gym, right, calorie-wise?
Absolutely. They've actually done some interesting studies here in Pittsburgh to look at what happens when you do exercise, either a real structured, you know, once a day like that exercise workout in the gym, or breaking the exercise up into several small segments throughout the day. And in a really neat study, they had women who weren't very active, you know, try to do 30 minutes of exercise a day, and one group was told you have to do it all in one single session, and the other group said you cannot do it in one session. They had to break it up into several small sessions throughout the day. And then they came back after about a month or so to see what happened with those women. And what they found was that the group who did the short exercise sessions, which could be things like, you know, 10-minute dog walks three times a day, that group was exercising about 25% more than those doing the big exercise session, and they lost about 40% more weight. So a lot of times I think we really underestimate the impact of, you know, these small exercise segments like a dog walk. And the nice thing with a dog walk is, unlike going to the gym when you're walking the dog, you've got, you know, that dog at home who's convincing you every day it's time to go out and exercise, rather than, ooh, do I want to bother to go to the gym today, or can I take a day off, which is real easy to do if you don't have that workout buddy with you.
Yeah, boy, I agree, because I used to be a workout fiend, and then what happens is you get burned out on working out, and then you start to slip back into old habits. But now with Mahalo, I have no choice, because you have to take the dog out, and he's a puppy. So, you know, you're talking 5 months, 5.5 months old, and you got to take him out, and he demands a lot of walking attention, and I can feel it in my calves and legs and stuff, and more of the guys and women I've met along the way and walking the dog tell me the same thing. Now, you also talk about taking the dog in the water. I can imagine this would be a great aerobic exercise, and you even have a list of different breeds that are great that love going in the water. My dog, the retriever's on there, but you also have the Portuguese water dogs on there, of course, the Chesapeake Bay retriever, a whole list of dogs. That has to be pretty good too, because you know, your adrenaline's going, you're in the pool or you're out at the lake, right?
Yeah, and I think really the thing to think about is, you know, the dog can really help you get motivated to do fun things that are also good for you. So you may say, well, geez, do I want to bother to get out there and go for a swim? But if you're including your dog in that activity, it can make it more of a fun experience rather than the drudgery of exercise of, oh, good grief, I have to do my exercise again, rather than, ooh, I get to go play with Mahalo now. Won't that be fun? And you can really turn those exercise sessions into something fun. You know, and swimming can be a great exercise for both you and for the dog.
Yeah, and you talk about it. You're making the comparisons of the dog and the healthy dog and the healthy person. Sleep factors into that too, right?
Oh, absolutely. And we Americans are terrible about sleep. And most of us really try to minimize the sleep that we get, often replacing a sleep deficit with eating to try to feel, you know, that little boost of energy that we're not getting, you know, getting by sleeping. And our dogs can just be a wonderful example to see, you know, how should you treat sleep. And, you know, you'll find with your dog, when it's time to go to bed, they go to bed, they go to sleep. There's really no good excuse of, well, I can stay up a few extra hours tonight or don't have to get my sleep for the dog. And those can be really good habits to adopt for yourself, too.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Another thing that you talk about, I found this interesting. This is one of the chapters in your book. You talk about eating like a dog. What can people take from what a dog is eating?
Well, there are really a lot of good lessons we can learn from how our dogs eat, and also how we allow our dogs to eat. One of the things that I know I found I did a lot when my children were little is when I would be cleaning up, you know, their meals, there would often be a lot of leftover food on the table that they had left. It was really perfectly good food. And as you're, you know, tossing it out, you're thinking, oh, boy, that looks pretty tasty. Let me just finish those extra cookies or that extra slice of pizza that's sitting there on the table myself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, really you can end up accumulating a huge amount of calories by just eating those, you know, leftovers that are lurking around the kitchen. And the way I like to think about it is I would never say to my dog, okay, we finished our family dinner, jump up on the table and start, you know, wolfing down all the food that's left. I would just find that horrifying. But yet that was something that I was doing myself. So by looking at, you know, what would you allow your dog to do and, you know, not doing those behaviors that you're not permitting him to do, you know, can be a very, very helpful thing. Also looking at how do you feed your dog, and the dog really, for the most part, does best if it has very regular meal times. You're feeding it, you know, the same small portions each day, using a nice small dog dish to make sure that you're not overfeeding it. And those same kind of tips can be helpful to keep your own weight in check.
Yeah, boy, that's a good comparison. The smaller plates, et cetera, just like the smaller dish, absolutely. Fit as Fido is the name of the book, Follow Your Dog to Better Health. People can get it by going to the website, right, Doc?
Yes, and also you can get it through Amazon or Barnes & Noble's.
Excellent. Hey, thanks for staying late. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks.
All right, so Fit as Fido, interesting tips, talking about just look at your dog, look at what you're feeding your dog, look at the dog sleeping, all those kind of things, and it does make sense. Like, my dog's pretty lean. He eats small bowls of food. He sleeps a ton. He gets to sleep, but he definitely likes to exercise too. So if you kind of mirrored that a little bit and what she's saying, that would crack down probably on some of those extra calories that a lot of us are tagging along and cut down on the fast food. I mean, fast food can be such a culprit for so many people because you're stressed, you're out of time, you're sleep deprived, etc. And you just don't feel like making anything. You don't want to eat healthy food. You just want to go grab something like a cheeseburger or a taco or, you know, whatever. And you start to do that too much, and then it just creeps up on that old waistline. Trust me, I know about the fast food thing. It can be vicious. Coming up next, Obama. What did he say today? We'll let you hear it on America Tonight.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live. And brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us and we love you.
Fly me to the moon, let me play down. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me.
We're going to head to movies here on America Tonight in just a second, but coming up in our next segment, birthdays, I'm going to predict that all of the millions of you listening to America Tonight will know probably about 11 people on our list. It's a pretty good list for sports people and for singers. If you remember NFL quarterback Jim McMahon, remember, Chicago Bears, he's celebrating a major birthday. He's not the only one. How about actress Kim Cattrall from Sex and the City? Just last year, Sex and the City had over $100 million in box office bang when the four ladies got together again. And they're making another movie, a follow-up to the last movie. Don't know if it'll do quite as well, but Kim Cattrall, a cougar. She had a young boyfriend who was on the Food Network, although I think they just broke up. Also, singer Kenny Rogers with a giant birthday, too, as he swings in to another year. But everybody that I'm mentioning, of course, is blowing out more candles on the cake. Plus, this day in history, and you know, we're talking about Tropical Storm Bill / Hurricane Bill and what's going to happen once it hits Bermuda, and will it get to the East Coast and will just be riptides or whatever. If you remember, and I can remember being on the air for this, President Bush had a federal disaster declaration for parts of Florida because they were slammed by Tropical Storm Fay. A lot of tree damage, houses, that kind of stuff. People in Florida are pretty resilient. They're used to it. The problem with Florida and the Gulf Coast region, we've talked about this before, and if you live there, I can't really blame the people. They hear about so many storms, and then they get glued to the Weather Channel and to their local weathermen, and they watch what's coming toward them, that they always think it's a false alarm. And then it's a question of, geez, do we need to get away? Can we kind of hang in here? Remember what happened that last storm and the storm before that? Sometimes people linger when they probably shouldn't. In the meantime, we have news you can abuse, which can really consist of anything. It's just kind of crazy, stupid, silly, weird kind of things that are happening all over the place. And here's a couple for you. This was a strange story that I caught on, maybe it was the CBS, I don't know if it was the CBS News or what, but anyway, there was this mother, 80 years old, who shot at the deputies as her son was hiding in the closet. So, okay, 80, son hiding in the closet, what happened here? West Virginia woman and her son both in the clink because she shot at them when they came to arrest the kid, right? I say kid. But they're trying to capture her 60-year-old son, so she got out the gun, and she was having none of that. Four deputies went into the mobile home on a tip that he was there. They heard a man talking inside the trailer, knocked on the door, woman opened it, slammed it shut, fired a shot through it. So they took cover during an hour-long standoff. Two more shots were fired through the door, no injuries, and they found the man in the closet. Ooh. The lengths you'll go to defend your kids, I guess, and I've said this before, but these cops and these deputies, when they go to the door of some of these homes when they're looking for someone, I don't know how they do it. This is a strange one too. This is almost like domestic violence, or really it is. A southeastern Missouri man was accused of biting off the earlobe of a love rival. Check this out. Reportedly, a 23-year-old man was charged with felony assault and burglary and was jailed for $50,000 bond because he wasn't having any of it. In this case, the woman that he was crazy about might have been crazy about somebody else. So he decided he would do something dramatic, and that's exactly what he did. They were arguing, two of them were arguing over the woman before midnight, and he displayed a butcher knife. The victim and the woman pushed him out the door. A fight started to just ensue after that. And before you knew it, they fell to the ground. And the guy in custody, the 23-year-old guy, bit off the victim's earlobe. They recovered the lobe, but doctors weren't able to reattach it. Ooh. So what does that ear look like? Reminded me of Evander Holyfield and Mike Tyson. Remember that fight, the ear-biting incident? Why the ears? Going for the ears. Was she really worth it to lose part of an ear, dude? I don't know that any woman's really worth that. I would have just walked away. All right, here's the deal with Brett Favre. We were talking about it earlier in the top 10 list for David Letterman, but Brett Favre isn't the only one expecting a big payday thanks to a comeback. The Indianapolis-based official merchandiser of Minnesota Vikings gear is going to gain huge jerseys, T-shirts, for guys, for women, even beer glasses are in the company's line. They're going to have Favre's name or his number 4. And the CEO says they've been preparing for months for Favre's comeback with the Vikings. So they were probably sweating bullets when he said he wasn't going to do it, and then he decided at the last second. They must have been popping the champagne bottles the other day when it became official. Check this out. From Spring City, Pennsylvania, Kathy Calhoun has gone from bank teller to bank owner. I wonder if she practices a secret. She lives in her old bank building. She's renovated as a home. So she worked at the National Bank of Spring City just outside of Philly in the 70s. She's now a jeweler. One vault is the sauna, while the old safe deposit vault is a bar. She says there are still more than 200 locked safe deposit boxes in her bank. She opened about 50. She said she's found everything from old coins to love letters from a man's mistress of more than 40 years. I wonder why they didn't remove all of those boxes that she got, those safe deposit boxes. That's odd. I mean, I guess they just closed the bank and people just left the boxes there. I bet there's other kooky things she found, too, as well. This from Massachusetts. Sorry doesn't really matter, I guess, when you're robbing a bank, not living in it. Police in North Andover are looking for a guy who held up a credit union earlier in the week. The robber said he was sorry when he was running away. Police say they've recovered his fingerprints on the $100 bills he dropped when he was making the getaway. Bad evidence there, boy. So they're just trying to track him down, but they know who the suspect is. He was very busy telling a few different people that he was sorry when he was fleeing, and so he ended up dropping a bunch of money and didn't actually realize it. Orlando, Florida, Universal's roller coaster. It is certainly a roller coaster for the iPod folks. They're used to programming their own playlists. If you have an iPod, you know, I do. I'm sure many of you do. You put the playlist in and on the digital media players and stuff. Well, now you can play DJ on this coaster at Universal. The new Hollywood Rip Ride Rocket actually allows riders to choose from about 30 songs in five different genres of music, like rap, country, classic, rock, the usual fare, right? So it was supposed to open in the spring, but it took a couple of extra months to work out the bugs. The rocket features the world's largest non-inverted loop and can be seen from all over the park. Wow. Might be worth taking a turn on that, maybe. Remember they just had the people that got stuck in that one roller coaster and they were upside down? The thought of being upside down, to me, would it really be worth it so that you could be viewed all over the park? I'm going to say iffy at best. Matt, you and I have talked about that before with roller coasters. I don't think you're a big roller coaster fan now either.
No, not really. I mean, I'll go on them from time to time, but I don't know. I never got into the whole roller coaster thing. I've gone on rides before, but I don't know what it is, but I never like got really excited, like, oh, I gotta wait in line and I can't wait to be on this roller coaster today and go to the amusement park and do that whole thing.
Yeah, I agree.
Like some of the water rides and some other things like that I find more entertaining, I guess.
Did you go in the log flume? Did you go in that at all?
Of course.
I like that. Now, there is a dramatic drop no matter where you go, whether it's Minnesota, New Jersey, wherever. There is kind of a little, usually a pretty big drop, but it's so fun to ride in that.
Yeah, definitely. I've been to, there's one at the Mall of America I've been to. I've been to the one at, was it Knott's Berry Farm in L.A.?
Mm-hmm. I've been to that, too.
And a couple other ones. So I've done the flume everywhere.
Yeah, the flume. When I was a kid, we did it. You know, and it just bumps on the side. It's kind of weird, and the water's there. And then you get that dramatic splash at the end. And it is that coaster effect, but it's not the same as a roller coaster. I agree with you. I don't understand. And I know when a lot of kids, when they're younger, they like that. The bigger the batter, the more inverted. But to me, I would just get dizzy. I mean, even as a kid, I'd do it because I would get dared to do it. But I didn't like doing it for very long, certainly. All right, this is our final news you can abuse, and this is a good one. I saved really the best for last, because some of them, let's say, were a little bit weak tonight. Some were pretty good. I like the story of the woman living in the bank and finding all the stuff in the safe deposit boxes, and she had actually worked there, so that's pretty cool. This from Ohio. Wheat farm has become a field of dreams for an Ohio woman. Her boyfriend spelled out a marriage proposal on the land and took her up to, in a plane to see it. So 23-year-old Alicia Decker said she was excited and stunned when she looked out of the plane and saw Alicia marry me in a 20-foot sheet plastic letters that were right there. They sat on top of a harvested field about 60 miles southwest of Toledo in northwestern Ohio, of course. So her new husband-to-be got some help from his father, who farms the land and flies a small plane. They took her into the air on August 9th. They said the purpose was to photograph some relatives' houses because, see, then you got to trick her. So she spotted the message pretty much right away, and she turned to find her boyfriend, now fiancé, with a ring. The wedding is next June. I think it's a pretty good marriage proposal. I'm going to say bravo to the kid. He scores some big points for something totally unique. Birthdays also. This day in history coming up on the flip side.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
If you'd like to replace the ineffective and toxic cleaning products under your sink, you need to visit BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean is the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms every other competitive cleaning product on the market today. BioGreen Clean is tough enough to take on the kitchen, the bathroom, your outdoor grill, and virtually anything in your car, home, boat, or office, yet is safe enough for your children and pets. BioGreen Clean does not contain harmful chemical solvents, such as commonly used chemicals, butox ethanol, petroleum products, bleach, hydrogen peroxide, annoying fragrances, or perfumes. BioGreen Clean is eco-friendly, effective, and your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So get rid of all those harmful cleaning products and get the one that actually works. Visit BioGreenClean.com. That's BioGreenClean. BioGreenClean.com. Or call 877-572-6516. That's 877-572-6516. BioGreenClean. It works hard so you don't have to. Try it today.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Chews for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchews.com.
All right, first let me make this announcement publicly, here on America Tonight. We are looking for a new technical director for a couple nights here for the show, as Matt Johnson just failed an important test that I gave him off the air. Brad Pitt, of course, is starring in a new movie, Inglourious Basterds, which is the Quentin Tarantino flick getting a lot of buzz. And I asked him the simple question of, okay, Jennifer Aniston or Angelina Jolie, meaning Brad Pitt. You know, who would you go for, just like Brad Pitt? And he picked Jolie. He's he doesn't get it, guys. Should we let him stay on America Tonight? How could he not pick the wholesome chick from New York? I don't understand. Instead, he goes with the tattooed Jolie.
Yeah, it's more exciting. Wild child. Come on.
Every guy says that. Guys, men listening to the show, what is it about the wild woman versus the sweetheart woman?
Well, what's with you and hating on the tattooed ladies?
Well, no, I like tattoos, but
1955?
She has too many. Come on. I don't know. It's not about the tattoos. I said tattoos, but I don't know. There's just something while Jolie, I credit her with the great things that she does for people around the world, yeah, I got to go with Jen Aniston.
Yeah, but Angelina Jolie has her own United Nations, so you got to go with that.
Well, let's just put it this way. We'll let you stay because I know you have no shot at her since she's tied up with Brad Pitt.
Whatever. I told you I'm losing weight and everything.
Well, you better really change everything that you can possibly think of if you're going to somehow wangle in there and knock out a guy like Brad Pitt. So Brad Pitt is one of the stars of Inglourious Basterds. It is the movie with the most buzz. It's been talked about now for probably 6 months or more, especially now the hard press is on, because, of course, it's opening week, and it's a Quentin Tarantino flick. Here's a little slice of that.
My name is Lieutenant Aldo Rain, and I'm putting together a special team, and I need me 8 soldiers. 8 Jewish American soldiers. Now, y'all might have heard rumors about the Armada happening soon. Well, we'll be leaving a little earlier. We're going to be dropped into France, dressed as civilians. Once we're in enemy territory, as a bushwhacking guerrilla army, we're going to be doing one thing, and one thing only. Killing Nazis. Sound good?
Yes, sir!
Okay, so this is R-rated for strong graphic violence, language, and brief sexuality. Brad Pitt's in it. Mike Myers is in it. Gosh, B.J. Novak's in it. Tarantino directed it. And you get the deal here. Nazi-occupied France, this lieutenant organizes a group of Jewish soldiers to engage in targeted acts of retribution against the German army. I think it's a pretty good setup. We go from that one to Renee Zellweger in yet another film. Boy, she's had a whole bunch out lately. This one, another chick flick. It's called One and Only.
This is Deborah. We weren't expecting you until tomorrow.
A lady should never do what anyone expects. Please, don't get up.
This isn't what it looks like.
Listen, it's what it looks like, Sherry. My wife's not an idiot.
What are you doing with that suitcase?
I'm leaving you.
Well, what about the boys?
Boys?
Yeah, George, Robbie.
We're out of here faster than a cat in a rainstorm.
You can't just take a kid away from his father like this. Ask any psychiatrist.
The boys and I are on an adventure.
What are you doing here?
Mother's looking for a husband.
Anyone in particular?
Apparently not, no.
All right, so pretty much you get what the gist of this is. Like I said, it's a chick flick, and you have Logan Learman in this and Mark Rendell. And it's not in wide release. They're just testing it in a couple of movie theaters. But it's definitely a period piece, and it's definitely, like I said, one of those movies that you take your girlfriend, your wife, or, you know, young teenage daughter to, most likely. Speaking of the younger set, here's another movie that might do pretty well at the box office. It's called Shorts.
Sir? Our focus groups have identified our multiple uses as a drawback instead of a positive. We're offering a toaster option when nowadays most people don't even eat bread.
She's right.
You're fired. So are you.
But
do your spouses also work for this company?
Yes.
They're fired as well. Move out of your homes, effective immediately. Version X upgrade has to shut down the competition once and for all. Have them playing catch up for the next 10 years. Team A leader?
Yes, sir.
Team B leader?
Right here.
I expect results, and I expect them soon. Live up to this challenge, and you make partner. Don't, you and your families are out.
But we're married.
I don't see how your social life is my concern.
So if he loses, then I get fired even if I win?
Well, no, that's preposterous.
But you just said if she doesn't make partner, then she and her family are out, and I'm her family.
Then you better not lose.
All right, so this is a suburb of Black Falls. All the houses look the same, and everyone works for Black Box Unlimited. And you've got an 11-year-old who just wants to make a few friends, and you're talking about a do-it-all gadget that's sweeping the nation. Robert Rodriguez directed this, so that kind of gives you the setup there, and you probably recognized a few of the voices in the little clip that we showed you. Good kid movie, just an hour and 29 minutes, PG, so it's mild. They call it some rude humor, but that's it. So it would definitely set well with the kids for sure. This day in history, we turn over yet another page in the calendar. There are 132 days left in the year. A couple of highlights for you. It was 50 years ago in 1959 that Hawaii became the 50th state as President Dwight D. Eisenhower signed an executive order 5 months after signing the Hawaiian statehood bill. Somebody who's been there, luckily, a couple of times, lucky enough to be there a couple of times. Just a beautiful, beautiful place, whatever island you choose to go to. And that was only 50 years ago. In 1858, the first of seven debates between Illinois senatorial contenders, Abraham Lincoln and Stephen Douglas, took place. In 1878, the American Bar Association was founded in Saratoga, New York. In 1911, Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa was stolen from the Louvre in Paris, turned up 2 years later in Italy. Boy, that painting has been through a lot, hasn't it? In 1983, Philippine opposition leader Benigno Aquino, Benigno Aquino Jr., ended a self-imposed exile in the United States. Remember that? Was shot dead moments after stepping off of a plane at the Manila International Airport. In 1991, the hardline coup against Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev, boy, I'm having trouble here tonight, too much coffee, collapsed in the face of a popular uprising led by Russian Federation President Boris Yeltsin. Let's jump to birthdays. Cue up that music.
I need birthday singers. Come on, people. We need birthday singers.
Okay, here are some of the names I think that you will recognize. Baseball All-Star pitcher John Wetland. If you're a sports fan, you know who he is. 43 years old. Remember him in a Yankee uniform winning the World Series. How about Olympic gold medal sprinter Usain Bolt? We told you about him on our last show, breaking a record. He's 23 years old. Actress Hayden Panettiere is 20 years old. You know her from Heroes. They plug that show all over the place. I told you about Jim McMahon. He actually turned 50. That's a big one. Kim Cattrall, the actress from Sex and the City, is 53. CBS early show creator Harry Smith is 58 years old. You see him all the time on the tube. NFL Hall of Famer Willie Lanier is 64 years old. Rock and roll musician James Burton is 70 years old. How about Kenny Rogers? He is 71 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, actress Patty McCormick is 64. You might recognize this name if you're into country tunes. Country musician Nick Cain is 55 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, actress Alicia Witt, 34. I know a lot of you know Alicia Witt. Also celebrating a birthday, actor Cody Kosh is 22 years old, while Milwaukee Brewers third baseman Craig Counsell, 39 years old. You remember Craig Counsell, baby, at that hot corner? Also celebrating a birthday, singer Jackie DeShannon is 68 years old. Rock and roll musician James Burton is 70 years old. Hats off, everybody. Have a good one. Make it count.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I appreciate your understanding.
Don't think twice. It's understanding that makes it possible for people like us to tolerate a person like yourself.
Thank you.
Bueller. Bueller. Bueller.